The Dragon and Her Maiden. Read. I could only stare as it dove toward us. It roared again, and from its great mouth more fire spilled forth. The heat of it nearly blistered my skin. Finally regaining my senses, I dropped to the ground, covering Lou's body as the crows overhead shrieked in agony. Their burning corpses fell around us like macabre rain. Those that fell at all. The dragon incinerated most midair. It snapped vicious jaws around others, devouring them whole. The others had tumbled with me, covering their heads as if their arms might shield them from the dragon's flames. Except Terry. He too had fallen, but he didn't cower. Instead, gazing at the dragon with an unfathomable expression, I could have sworn it looked like relief. But that couldn't be right. We leapt from the pot into the fire, literally. Even with magic, with knives, even if I'd still wielded my balisarda, we couldn't hope to defend ourselves against a dragon. We had to flee, now, while we still had a chance. We just needed a diversion. Quickly, I pulled at the golden web of patterns, something loud, something big, something to slow the beast as we sprinted for the cliff. Could I fell a tree? A forest of trees? Yes, a cage of wood for a fire-breathing dragon. I closed my eyes. Fuck. But I was out of time. It'd have to do. Bracing myself for the consequences, I gathered the golden cords in my hand. Before I could pull, however, the dragon snorted, and fresh smoke engulfed us. I glanced up, spotted a miniature flame through the haze. My eyes narrowed as I looked closer, harder. It wasn't flame at all, but hair. Red hair. A person. Seraphine smiled down at me from the dragon's back. The earth shook as it landed with another roar, tossing its great head. Between one blink and the next, its horns unraveled into lavender curls, and its tail rippled into black satin. Reptilian eyes blinked to brown, amethyst scales smoothed to skin. Terry? Voice low and hoarse. Xena caught Seraphine in her arms, transformation complete, before placing her swiftly on her feet. They both hurried toward their fellow troop member. I gaped at them. We all did. Even Nicolina.
Xena. Seraphine.
He reached them just as Seraphine extended her arms, and he lifted her from the ground to spin her in a circle.
You're here.
So are you.
Xena didn't look pleased.
Imagine our surprise when Claude sensed you at last in Northern Belterra of all places.
Not the tunnels we've been searching for weeks.
She seized one of his hands.
We've been worried, sick, Terry. Care to tell us where you've been? Where is Toulouse?
Terry's face fell. I pushed myself to my feet, pulling Nicolina up with me. You're...
A dragon, yeah.
Xena heaved a long, suffering sigh, and smoke curled from her nostrils. After inspecting Terry one last time, she casually wiped the blood from her lips. She'd painted them gold today. They matched the blooms embroidered on her gown.
Bonjour, Marouge. Shall we all digest together? Go ahead. Take a moment.
It's... going to take a hell of a lot longer than a moment. Beau staggered upright and dusted off his trousers in vain. I can't believe... We shared the same bed. And you never told me I slept with a dragon? He whirled to face me as if I hadn't heard him, arms splayed wide. An actual dragon! Coco stood faster than humanly possible.
You what?
He lifted his hands just as quickly. It was entirely platonic. When her eyes narrowed to dangerous slits, he retreated a step in my direction. I ignored him. Nicolina had wormed away from me. I pulled her back with a scowl.
I was cold,
Beau continued defensively.
So Seraphine offered her a spot.
Seraphine rested her head on Thierry's shoulder, refused to release his arm. He squeezed her hand with equal fondness, like a brother might a sister. "Some nights I can't sleep," she said.
"Yes, exactly," Beau nodded to Coco. "She's unusually kind, this one. Even read to me until I..."
"She did," Coco clapped her hands together with a terrifying smile. "Do tell me more. Tell me all about your cold night between Xena and Seraphine."
"Well, it wasn't cold after that," Beau said, either woefully ignorant or determined to prove his innocence. "I woke up sweltering. It was terrible. Almost died of heat stroke."
"My temperature does run hotter than a human's," Xena said.
"You see?"
Beau nodded again, as if this settled the matter for good, while I tightened Nicolina's binds.
"Tell her, Xena. Tell her it was platonic."
Xena arched that brow again.
"Does it matter?"
Coco mirrored her expression.
"Yes, Beauregard. Does it?"
He stared between them in horror.
"Don't make me tie your ankles too, Nicolina." I planted her in front of me when she tried to wriggle away again. "I'll do it. I'll carry you all the way to L'Eau Melancolique if necessary."
She leaned back, rubbing her cheek against my chest like a cat.
"I think I'd like that, Huntsman. Oh, yes. I think I'd like it very much."
Mirroring my own frown, Xena inhaled deeply. If she detected a new scent from Lou, she said nothing, instead shaking her head and returning her attention to Thierry.
"Where is your brother, Thierry? Where is Toulouse?"
Though Thierry stiffened, he exhaled a resigned breath.
"Toulouse remains at the chateau. I escaped."
"Chateau Le Blanc?"
Xena's eyes flashed gold, her pupils narrowed to slits.
"Why? What happened?"
Thierry shook his head reluctantly.
"Morgan captured us in the tunnels. Or rather, she did."
He jerked his chin toward Nicolina, who giggled and leaned forward, smacking her lips as if blowing him a kiss. Xena growled. Thierry, however, continued undeterred.
"When the lights went out, she attacked. She'd cut my arm before I knew what had happened. She drank my blood. When she commanded Toulouse and me to lock ourselves away from La Mascarade de Caen to wait for a return, we had no choice. We had to obey."
He looked to me apologetically.
"We heard your screams, but we couldn't intervene. I am sorry."
I returned his gaze with as much solemnity as I could manage while Nicolina attempted to twirl in my arms like we were dancing.
"I don't blame you for what happened."
He nodded.
"She collected us eventually. She and her mistress, Lavoisin. They handed us and the wolves over to La Dame des Sorcières without hesitation. Morgan was interested in us, in our magic. She incapacitated us with her injections and led us to the chateau."
Smoke unfurled from between Xena's clenched teeth.
"I cannot relive the horrors she inflicted upon us there. I will not. She wanted to discover the source of our magic, to test its limits, to study its differences from hers. I believe she did the same with the wolves."
He watched silently as Beau, Coco, and I bore Nicolina to the ground like we'd done in the lighthouse. Coco forced her mouth open. Nicolina smashed her forehead into Coco's face.
"Or perhaps now she simply likes to inflict pain. Either way, she experimented on us."
"Tell me," said Seraphine.
I will rend her head from her shoulders, said Zena, and I will eat it.
Silly waited with bated breath. How did you escape?
In the end, my voice saved me.
Till he gave a sardonic laugh.
The witches on duty that night were young. They never tended me before. Some sort of celebration raged above, and they arrived late, tipsy, to administer my injection. I could just feel my hands, my feet. I doused the lantern, waited for them to unlock the door. When they did, I projected my voice down the corridor. It disoriented them. When they turned toward the projection, I...
He closed his eyes then, as if he couldn't bear the memory.
I overpowered them.
They deserved it, Zena snapped.
Perhaps their last cries alerted others to my escape, however. I couldn't find Toulouse. They'd separated us, used each to torture the other.
He broke off abruptly, chest heaving. At last he whispered,
I had no choice but to leave him.
Seraphine touched his shoulder.
You could never have saved him without first saving yourself.
I lost my way in the forest. I intended to go back. I need to go back.
Unshed tears sparkled in his dark eyes when he finally opened them.
I can't leave him alone.
Zena bent to meet his gaze directly.
And we won't. We will return to Chateau Leblanc for Toulouse, for the wolves. Then we will raise that wretched castle to the ground with Morgan Leblanc and her Dame Blanche inside this. I promise you.
Promises, promises,
Nicolina muttered beneath her breath.
Empty promises. My mistress will be safe, yes, my mistress will be waiting.
Your mistress will keep waiting.
I readjusted my grip to enunciate the point. The crows couldn't happen again. We'd need to be more vigilant. From here until Low Melancolique, I'd release her only for Coco to recoat her ropes. If she still planned to take Lou to Josephine, to Morgan, she'd have to drag my corpse behind. Exhaling slow, heavy, I asked Zena,
How are you here?
You said Claude sensed Terry? She turned those golden eyes toward me.
Claude is not like you. He's not even like me.
Yes, but why didn't he sense Terry before? Why couldn't he have found Thierry in the tunnels before Morgan?
I stopped myself from asking the next question. Nicolina asked it for me.
Before she tortured him.
Fresh smoke erupted from Zena's nose. Claude has never claimed to be the supreme deity huntsman, only divine. He is not omniscient, and he is not omnipotent. He did sense Thierry in the tunnels. When the hellfire sparked, however, she cast a baleful look in Coco's direction. He lost the connection.
We believed the fire's magic had cloaked Thierry's presence.
We didn't realize it was Chateau Leblanc.
When Thierry escaped its enchantment 3 days ago, Claude felt him once more.
I flew north to find him immediately. After blinking with secondary vertical eyelids, her eyes flicked back to brown.
Seraphine and I have scoured these mountains for days. We couldn't fly low enough to properly search without risking exposure, forcing us to walk.
Her lip curled at the word. Seraphine patted her arm.
When we reached Vitumbe this morning, Zena finally caught Terry's scent, still fresh. We followed it to the lighthouse, where we met with an angry mob.
They'd already chased you away, Zena growled, but we followed.
A cruel smile curved her painted lips.
The crows were
tasty coincidence. You are welcome.
Wait a moment.
Lifting a finger, Bo frowned between them, incredulous, perhaps indignant.
Does this mean Claude didn't send you for us? Did he not hear our prayer?
Xena arched a brow.
Your arrogance astounds.
It's hardly arrogant to expect the help of a friend.
He is not your friend. He is a god. If you speak to him, he will listen. He will not, however, she added firmly, eyes narrowing, always answer. You do not have a god at your beck and call, any of you. He is of the old world, and as such, he is bound by the old laws. He cannot directly intervene.
Bo's frown deepened to a scowl. I spoke before he could argue. Can you help us, then? Nicolina has possessed Lou. We have to exorcise her.
Do not insult my intelligence.
Nostrils flaring once more. Xena leaned forward to stare into Lou's eyes.
Yes, I recognize the blight you call Nicolina. Long ago I knew her by a different name. Nicola.
Nicolina jerked, snarling.
We do not speak that name. We do not speak it.
Xena tilted her head.
But I am only a dragon. I cannot exorcise anyone.
The wistful waters can,
I said swiftly.
We're journeying there now. Perhaps you could join us?
I held my breath as I waited, hardly daring to hope. With a dragon on our side, we would reach L'Omélancolique within the day. She could fly us there. She could protect us.
Nicolina, even Morgane, wouldn't dare threaten a dragon.
Xena didn't answer right away. Instead, she stepped backward, away from us. She straightened her shoulders, stretched her neck.
Witches are gathering at Chateau Leblanc. We have spied them in the mountains through the forest, more than we have ever seen. If we are to rescue Toulouse, we must act swiftly. I'm sorry.
But we can help you. No one knows Chateau Leblanc like Lou does. After we find the pearls for Le Coeur, after we exorcise her...
After Toulouse dies, you mean?
Her teeth continued lengthening. Her eyes gleamed gold.
Let me be clear, huntsman. Louise LeBlanc may be the center of your universe, but she is not the center of mine.
I have made my decision.
Every moment I spend arguing with you is a moment Toulouse could lose his life.
But every moment I spend arguing with you is a moment I might eat you instead.
He understands,
Coco said smoothly, stepping in front of Nicolina and me. She raised a hand to motion me backward. Nicolina lunged forward to snap at it.
Go,
Coco jerked her head. Save Toulouse and the wolves. Raise the chateau.
Just kill Morgane while you're at it.
She gestured to the crow carcasses all around us. Two birds, you know? Xena nodded. As Terry moved to clasp my shoulder, considered Nicolina's teeth, and thought better of it.
We shall see each other soon, mon ami.
I managed a small smile. Xena was right, of course. Lou was my priority. Toulouse was theirs.
Good luck, Freya.
Be careful. The two of them backed toward the cliff without another word. Seraphine lingered beside us, however, as if searching for words and finding none. At last, she whispered,
I wish we could help more.
Coco kicked aside a burning crow.
You've helped enough.
We will kill Morgane if we can,
Seraphine promised. Xena didn't change, as the werewolves did. Her bones didn't crack or break. Instead, she shifted with the grace and showmanship of a performer, lifting an elegant arm in the air. The other clutched her train. With a flourish of satin, she whirled. And at the center of her turn, her entire body exploded upward, outward, like a flame sparked into existence.
Beautiful,
Celie breathed, as Xena extended a jeweled claw to Terry. He climbed atop it, and she lifted him to the smooth amethyst scales between her wings.
Seraphine smiled. She is, isn't she?
Then the dragon collected her maiden, and they launched into the sky.